Pajwani Shalom, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Medical services are hit at several cities across the country following the continuing strike by various medical associations to protest against the rape and murder of a trainee postgraduate doctor in Kolkata. In Meghalaya, the Florence Total Women and Maternity Care Cum Diagnostic Centre, Jorai and Bethany Hospitals will close outpatient department services across Shillong, Nongpo, Insning and Banihat today to express solidarity with the doctor's strike called by the Indian Medical Association. Members of the Meghalaya Medical Services Association also observed a black badge protest to express their solidarity with the All India Federation of Government Doctors against the Kolkata murder case. A joint team of Assam Rifles and Manipur Police yesterday launched a search operation in Kangpokpi district and recovered arms and ammunition kept hidden by miscreants. A police report said that acting on special intelligence of presence of arms and ammunition in Loiching Ridge, the security team launched operation and recovered the arms and ammunition. The recovered items were handed over to the Manipur Police and investigation is on. Former Chief Minister of Meghalaya and Senior Congress Leader Sarseng C. Marak passed away yesterday at Tura Civil Hospital in West Garo Hills District. Mr. Marak, who was 82, had been suffering from age-related illness. He was the Chief Minister of Meghalaya during 1993 to 1998. Mr. Marak also President of the Meghalaya Pradesh Congress Committee. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has expressed his grief over the death of the former Chief Minister. In a social media post, he said that late Sarseng Marak's contribution to Meghalaya's development will always be remembered. As a mark of respect, the Meghalaya government is observing state mourning for 3 days since yesterday. The Governor of Sikkim, Om Prakash Mathur, embarked on his first tour of the state visiting Nathula Pass and Baba Mandir. At Nathula, located at an elevation of 14,140 feet, he was welcomed by General Officer Commanding Amit Kapthial and other army officers. The governor praised the soldiers for their commitment, which ensures the nation's safety and peace. He also paid homage to Shivatham War Memorial and visited Baba Mandir. Union Minister for State of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ramnath Thakur, met with the Speaker of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Thomas A. Sangma, in Shillong yesterday. Deputy Speaker Timothy D. Shira, Cabinet Minister Marcus N. Marak were also present in the meeting. Mr. Thakur engaged in discussions about the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, an official statement said. The Riti Academy Award ceremony was held yesterday at Raj Bhavan, Shillong, to honour meritorious contenders in various creative and academic fields. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijaya Shankar lauded the effort of Riti Academy and urged upon the concerned government department to encourage such endeavour to promote local youth. The recipients of the awards were Mervin Jude Mukim in Performing Arts, Iba Kantil Mauri in Media, Marco Babit Mitri in Literature, Ali Shapirop in Music and Shamborlang Kargudan in Visual Arts. The nominations for the Padma Awards 2025 are ongoing till the 15th of September. Interested participants can visit the Rashtriya Puraskar portal awards.gov.in to file the nominations. The Padma Awards are one of the highest civilian honours of the nation. The awards are given in three categories. The Padma V. Bhushan is awarded for exceptional and distinguished service, Padma Bhushan for distinguished service of higher order, and Padma Shri for distinguished service in any field of activity. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal facilitated Paris Olympics 2024 bronze medalist shooter Manu Bhakar in New Delhi yesterday. He also presented a cheque of 10 lakh rupees to the Olympic medal winner. Talking to reporters, Mr. Sonowal said Manu Bhakar has the ability, dedication and commitment. He expressed hope that in the near future, she will win more medals for the country. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong Station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.